USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The second day of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearing is taking place today, where the judge is facing questions from senators.
I can't pre-commit or say, yes, I'm going in with some agenda, because I'm not. I don't have any agenda. I have no agenda to try to overrule Casey. I have an agenda to stick to the rule of law and decide cases as they come.
Two huge Northern California wildfires are almost fully contained, but the good news might not last. This week's forecast calls for temperatures over 100 and strong winds, raising the risk of more fires in what's been an already historic fire season. Social Security checks will be slightly higher next year. The cost of living adjustment will be 1.3%. It's slightly lower than last year's increase, which came out to 1.6%. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
California Secretary of State Alex Padilla, along with State Attorney General Javier Becerra, have issued a cease and desist order to the California Republican Party to stop using unofficial drop boxes. Padilla is saying reports of unofficial drop boxes came in over the weekend.
These boxes are not the same as county election drop boxes that are required to meet state security standards, as well as other regulations, including the regular retrieval of ballots delivered to those drop boxes by voters.
AG Becerra saying those behind the unofficial drop boxes are completely wrong. The drop boxes were seen in Los Angeles, Fresno, and Orange counties. Five men accused in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will appear in a federal court Tuesday for a hearing on whether they should be detained before trial. The men, part of an anti-government group, were arrested on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats are expected to focus on protecting Obamacare, while Republicans are expected to go on offense regarding religion on the second day of confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Regarding the Democrats' claims that confirming Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court would do away with Obamacare, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire says
that's actually not what's on the chopping block right now. The concept is severability, and it would not appear that the Supreme Court is really going to be cutting down all of the Affordable Care Act. But that being said, Steve, let's take the legal aspect out of it. Let's just look at the health care part. The Affordable Care Act in itself is not mirrored or married to the whole pre-existing conditions and everything else, yet it is a concept. It is a concept that the Affordable Care Act covers more people and covers pre-existing illness.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A new Mason-Dixon polling and strategy poll finds that 62% of Americans do not want senators to ask questions about Amy Coney Barrett's religion during the Supreme Court nomination hearings. The poll found that 30% of those surveyed did support questions about religious views at the hearings. 8% were not sure. Breaking down along party lines, Republicans were dead set against it with 85% opposed, but Democrats were split with 45 opposed and 44 in support of questions about her religious views. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.